About 45. This is Father's Day, and you ladies got to really sing out, okay? Help us all.
Pardon me, I'm in shouting victory. Church is lost, those that are coming of age, let's not forget them. or those that are sick and shut in, unable to come, but would love to be here. Let's pray for them.
Maybe have an unspoken request. Now, if you do, let me know, but uplift of hand. Ask our brother-in-law, Jody, if he would, lead the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, we bow again in your presence, God, tonight, just as humble as we know how to be. Lord, thanking you, God, for this day. Thanking you for your love and mercy, God, toward us. And thank you for the time that you've given us today, Lord, to be in thy house and to be gathered out and assembled with thy people. Lord, I thank you, God, again, Lord, for the service this morning. And I pray, God, for the service
song. You got a special song you and your wife can sing. You gonna get all your family up here since everybody's up here. Day one.
I got to get my right glasses on here. They laugh at me at church. Sometimes I wear two pairs. When you get old, you can't see as well as you used to. So, what can we do? Oh, you got any suggestions? Have I told y'all about Ronnie Miller at our church? I did, y'all forgot it, hadn't you? I'll tell it to you again. Ronnie Miller, we've been praying for him for a long time. Him and his wife came to our church. His wife worked with Evelyn's sister, and they tried to get him to come to church, and they wouldn't. They always had an excuse. And Ronnie's probably, late 50s, something like that. Good man, but he just didn't go to church. So we finally got him to church, and he got his life straightened out. So one night we was having Bible study, I think it was, and getting close to revival. And he said, I just got to thinking. We're going to have revival next week, and I get to go to church every night. And a bunch of us at Pine Grove say, oh, Lord, it's revival time again. Wonder what nights I can lay out and get away with it. That's a sad thing, isn't it? Lord, it'll be like Ronnie. It's revival time. I'm glad to get to go every night. Boy, the Lord, if the Lord's give you help to be here, you ought to take advantage of it and thank Him for it. Because when you get a little age on you, you may not have the help to get here. So be thankful that you can come, okay? Y'all find something? I am blessed. Where's Susan, come on and play for us. We won't make you sound that bad.
Are you singing something like that?
Probably.
Oh, I'm blessed.
Yes.
Do you want me to play the key? It's really
yeah, that's fine.
We're probably singing. All right.
I'm okay.
I have choose. Yeah.
bless our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May it.
Josh, I'd like to say one more thing. I always remember what Aaron said that day. We're going to talk to the Lord, but he ain't wanting him to talk back to us because we pray a lot of times that he'll want us to do something.
Yeah.
But we want to talk to the Lord.
Yeah.
But when he's talking back to us, we need to listen to
him. Yeah.
Months ago, I had neck surgery, and I've had a problem with my neck for years. Since the neck surgery, all I had a problem with was my voice.
Yeah.
My neck's been just fine. I don't hurt like I used to, but now I've got my voice back.
Yeah.
The Lord said, okay, you got it back, now use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, today in Sunday school was going over our lesson, so I told the boys, Caleb and Case, I said, y'all can ask me anything.
Yeah.
And Caleb said, okay, what's the meaning of life? I said, the meaning of life is to serve God and do what he wants you to do and praise his name. Because he's the one that gave us life. And that's the meaning of life. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it ain't about nothing else. All the other else is vain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm thankful to be here. And when I woke up out of my surgery, my first word was glory to God.
Yeah.
And I said it in my heart to say that before.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, when I first wake up, I want to praise you.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I want to say. So they, in, when I was in recovery, they said I was kind of honorary with them, the nurses did. As the only thing I remember saying was glory to God. That's all I could get out. So just thankful to be here. I feel good. Feel good in the Lord.
By it, testify for the Lord. And testify to the Lord. Some more.
I don't know, my heart's just been just rejoicing inside.
Yeah.
I just kind of got excited about revival this weekend. Anyway, I was just sitting there and I was like, well, Lord, you know, whatever I need to do. But this song means so much to me because the older I get, the more that I learn to trust the Lord.
Yeah.
And I was, and I've talked to Sheena about this, and I was telling Tammy them early, you know, when I was younger, talking about putting off tomorrow what you do, you know, I think, I need to go read my Bible, and I'd say, well, when I get older, I'll start doing that. You know, I don't need to do that now. But now that I'm older, I realize the importance that when you're young, you need to get in and learn His Word.
Amen.
And, because I said, I know the Bible, but I'm not like Mother. Mother can quote it. She can tell you exactly where to go. And I said, you know, it may take me a minute. But I try to do what the Bible says and not worry about tomorrow, what I can't help. And so this song, it talks about when it seems like everything's going bad, we just still need to learn to trust God. So,
amen.
Anyway, we're going to try today, baby.
bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Celebration deep in my heart. I'd like to stand and testify too.
Yes, you brother Bruce.
To be honest with you, I had a desire to stand up and testify. I appreciate the church.
Yeah.
Amen.
I love the church.
Amen.
Bless him. I sat there and I was talking to the Lord. And I said, you know, Lord, I said, I wish you'd give me something to say. He said, I gave you something to say on a Thursday night,
yeah,
on the third week of June back in 1977.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, so you don't need to ask me to give you nothing to say.
Yeah.
I appreciate the Lord. I tell you, I have been sometimes one of them picking and choosing, trusting Jesus.
Yeah.
We do that.
Yeah.
We do that. We, when we, when it seems like everything going okay, we're trusting him.
Yeah.
Same things get in the valley, we've learned to trust.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you, one morning when I got up and get down and I pray, and I got down beside the bed and I was up against something other, and I don't know if you started praying and you told the Lord to hold on just a minute.
Yeah.
But I did.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, hold on just a minute. I said, let me get comfortable down here.
Yeah.
He said, why do you want to get comfortable for?
Yeah.
And then he started telling me, he said, you think Paul and Silas was comfortable when they were sitting in the jail?
Yeah.
He said, you think Jesus was comfortable when he was hanging on the cross?
Right. Yeah.
He said, son, I'm going to tell you this. He said, I can get more out of you in your uncomfortable spots than I can in your comfortable spots.
Yeah.
He said, because when you get comfortable, you get relaxed.
Yeah.
And you don't trust as much.
Yeah.
He said, so don't worry about getting comfortable. He said, you just talk to me.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Sure. I appreciate what Brother Bruce said. I've said it many times. In our churches, we've been taught, and I've said it myself and probably other preachers, years gone by, better make sure the Spirit's in it. And I agree with that 100%, 100%. But like Bruce said, he give you something to say when you got the Spirit. And if you're testifying for Jesus, the Spirit's in it. The Spirit's in it. And I appreciate the testimonies tonight, and I appreciate the songs that's been sung. Appreciate each one coming and being with us tonight for the start of our revival. We had the opportunity this afternoon to eat. We met Mom and Dad. Normally we eat at their house on Mother's Day or Father's Day, but we was going in so many different directions. So we met Mom and Daddy at a little barbecue place there right close to the house, and we ate. And they saw some friends of theirs that was sitting there, and they told me that they like to come up to Edna's. And they said, well, we go up there about 3 or 4 times a month. I said, well, good. I said, if y'all go up there this week, we're having revival. And I got to invite 4 people to our revival that I didn't know that I was going to get to invite. But there they were, and there was the opportunity. And I could have waited and said, now, Lord, I want to make sure the Spirit is making me do this. But see, God gave me a testimony, and he gave me a good church and a revival to have this week, and I ought to be willing to share that with people. And I believe the Spirit was in that and was in all of that and how it all worked out. There was no shouting, there was no crying or anything like that, but the Lord was in it. And I believe he's in a lot of the things that we could do if we would do the things. Paul said, the things that I would do, I do not. He was in the same shape you and I was in. And he said, the things that I hate, I find myself doing. So he's just like us, and nobody's any different. He wasn't no superhuman, but he's just like us. And certainly we've taken advantage of those opportunities, and then sometimes we've shunned those opportunities. But I appreciate the Lord giving us, and I believe they said they were going. They said, don't be surprised if we show up. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to look for you. And so hopefully they'll come and be a part of it. But I hope also that we'll see lost people come in and people that need the Lord. And I'm looking forward to it. I hope and I pray. And I know that it's always been at Mountain View as far as long as I've known Mountain View, 20-something years now. There's always been good liberty for the man of God to get up and try to preach the word of God. Always felt good liberty. And I feel like each man that I've ever asked has had good liberty. And so I'm looking forward for Brother Joel having that liberty this week and him coming and just preaching and giving us the word. Got a thought on our heart. I hope it'll be a help to you. I don't know if we'll say a whole lot, but I do feel like I need to read the scriptures to you at least. And if anything's to be said, then it'll have to come from the Lord tonight. The 27th Psalm, I want you to turn there with us if you have your Bibles. I was watching a few weeks ago. I don't know how it come up, but anyway, I guess because I watch a lot of preaching on the YouTube or whatever and different preachers. But one came up. It was an old black preacher there, and he said, now we're going to turn in our Bibles and we're going to read together. And he said, if you see somebody sitting beside of you don't have their Bible, they're a visitor. He said, because they don't know that at our church we bring our Bibles. And he said, so if you see a visitor, hand them your Bible and let them read with us, and you look on with somebody that's a member. And he said, because we want them to feel welcome in the house of God. And I thought that was something. And he said, now next time you come, don't come without your Bible. I thought, boy, that's pretty bold. But that's a wonderful thing to read together. And they read aloud, and it was beautiful as they read. It was just beautiful to hear them read the Word of God. But I hope you have your Bibles, and I hope you'll read along with us tonight. The 27th Psalm, and I want you to read with us as we begin there in the first verse. And I hope, again, that this will be a help to you tonight. The first verse begins like this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Now shall mine head be lifted above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we've been able to share together in your house. And Lord, for the good feeling of the Spirit tonight, God, and that you sent our way. We thank you for each word that's been spoken, each song that's been sung, God, tonight. And Lord, as we start out this another revival meeting, God, and we look forward to what you're going to do, Lord, and we're a little anxious and a little fearful, I guess, in a way, because we don't know what's going to take place, but we know tonight, God, according to your word and past experiences, that when we trust you, that with it all, God, that it works out and the way that you'd have it to be. And so tonight, God, we pray again that you'd help us now, Father, that we all would be ready and that for revival. God, I pray that we'd search our own hearts and see if there's anything between us that would keep us, Lord, from being right in the center of thy will. God, tonight I pray, oh God, that you'd help us each one now, God, to be honest and forthright, Lord, and be willing to do whatever it would be how you'd have us to do. When it's all said, done, and accomplished, then we'll turn and we'll thank you again for all that you've done for us. For we ask it all in the lovely name of Jesus. And for Christ's sake, tonight we humbly pray. Amen and amen. I want you to think about this for just a second. I really don't have a whole lot, but I do want to try my best to leave with you that we feel like the Lord has laid on our heart. Such wonderful testimonies. Thank God, listen, tonight that we've heard. David, many times throughout the song, I said that he would offer up praise unto the Lord. Sometimes he said he would sing praise. Sometimes he would say he would just speak of it. I don't think there's ever a bad time tonight to praise the Lord. Amen. As I said, I don't think God's got to push you with both hands. I listen to stand up and testify. I don't think he's got to shake you to death to get up and tell how good he's been to you. If all of us would be honest, why we could stand for hours and hours testifying to the goodness of God. Not only has he been good to us individually, Bruce, but he's been good to us as a whole. Amen. I'll say this. He's blessed Mount View Baptist Church. Amen. For many, many years. Brother, listen. And he's done it. I thank God on the faithfulness of the people of God. I thank God. Aren't you glad? And God hadn't took his blessings away from us. I thank God tonight. He's worthy of all of our praise. Listen. If you can't do anything, listen. But just make a grunt for the Lord. I thank God it'd be worth it. Because he's worthy of our praise. Yes, he is. Listen, David here. I started out praising the Lord. He said, the Lord is my light, and he is my salvation. Who
whom shall I fear? Thank God. Brother, listen. This was the same boy that faced a bear in the line as a little old youth. And God delivered him out of the hand, out of the paw of the bear, and the lion. Amen. That's the same little old ruddy youth that stood before the great giant. Listen, a man of war from his youth. And the Bible said that he looked at Goliath and said, "You come to me with swords and with stay, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." Amen. I thank God. Listen, revival. Oh Lord, revive us again. Let us praise you for your works are wondrous and marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Let us not forget. Thank God. All of you many benefits and you blessing. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Brother and David had done been through a few experiences. And now he was older. Brother and his son had turned against him. And now it seemed like that nothing was going right. Not only did he face the Philistine, but he faced an angry king called Saul. And later on Abner. Old David. I know we talk about his mess up. I know we talk about his sin. But he faced a lot of trouble at the hands of a lot of men. But he just said simply, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Amen. Why have I yet to fear when God is for me? He said, "If God be for us, then who can be against us?" He said, "If my ways please the Lord, why he'd even make my enemy to be at peace with me." I thank God. Why should I fear? Why should I be upset? Why should I ever worry when I put my trust in the Lord tonight? Amen. Thank God. God has given us, I thank God tonight, a great hope and a great trust. He went on to say, when the wicked, even my enemies, and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, he said, I saw them stumble and I saw them fall. He said, though a host should encamp against me, that was when the Philistines had him surrounded on the mountaintop. And though there was no escape, he said, even when they had me encamped, he said, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. And this is what I want to talk to you about. Verse number 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I don't just want to show up and be here this way. I don't just want to be in attendance at another revival, but I want to be in the house of the Lord and behold his beauty. Amen. One more time. I believe John looked up and he saw the beautiful one. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, and take away the sins of the world." He beheld the beauty in the house of God tonight. Amen. I one writer said, I better behold. I thank God. I thank God. Look upon him. There's nothing in him that we should desire him. There's no beauty in him. No comeliness that we should desire him. Burn not in the outward man. He was not a beautiful person. No, but don't behold him in that way. But behold him as your Savior, as your rock, as your high place. And you can see the beauty in him tonight. Amen. You can see the beauty. Thank God. And brethren, sometimes we are looking at too many things, listen, that don't hold no beauty unto it. I appreciate the things on the natural side. I do. We've got some little gardenia bushes there at the house. And when they get started, but and brethren, you'll smell them before you see them. But you know what? They start budding. And it ain't but just a little while. The beauty of that white flower fades to yellow and then to brown. It's not there for just a moment. And the beauty fades away. Whoa, but listen. Thank God. That old song we sing. Is not this the land of beauty? It talks of flowers that bloom forever. Amen. Not something that'll end up burlesque, fading away. But we hold to a beauty that's eternal tonight. Amen. And it's beautiful whether I'm surrounded by enemies. It's beautiful whether I'm been overtaken in a fault. Amen. The beauty of God and of his son Jesus Christ is because John said he'd take away the sin of the world. Amen. That's where his beauty's at. Thank God. Listen, if all I ever worried about what Paul say, if I had hope in this life in Christ Jesus only, I'd be of all men most miserable. Brother, you can walk around and you can have hope in Christ here, but if that's all you got, then you ain't seen the beauty. Amen. You remember when the Queen of Sheba came over and Solomon toured Solomon's temple, and she began to look upon the beauty of it because somebody had told her about it, and she told him, she said, I've seen the beauty of it, and she said, I perceive that the half has not been told. Amen. You remember the little woman that ran away from the well and going back into the city of Samaria and telling them, saying, come see a man that told me all things ever I did. Is not this the cry? And they went and looked for him because of her saying. Brethren, they went because they heard she was declaring his beauty. But they come back and said, we didn't believe because of your saying, but we believe because we heard him for ourselves. And we see the beauty of the Savior. Thank God. Hey man, this week I'm hoping somebody finds the beauty. Anyway, hey, something I've been praying about for a while now. I've been laboring on them, and I know you have. And I'm hoping they find the beauty soon. Hey man, I'm brother, listen, I think they understand that something's going on in here. I think they feel it when the Spirit gets to moving, but they don't know what it is. And they've not beheld his beauty yet. Oh, listen, it's not just enough to get into the house of God, and brother, but I want to see the beauty that's therein. Yes, thank God. And brother, for years, Jody, we wasn't allowed inside. number that is on the outside. But thank God the middle wall of partition has been torn down. The veil has been ripped from top to bottom. And there's been a way opened up. What way is that? It's a beautiful way. A holiness way. A highway of holiness tonight. Amen. Thank God. I'm so glad. Brother, there's been a way opened up. And yeah, Thomas looked at him, or one of them did, and said, "Lord, how can we know the way?" He said, "Because I am the way." Amen. You're looking at everything else. You're trying to decide on this and decide on that. You're looking at the carnal. You're looking at the natural. But God said, "Just look on me." Amen. Look on me, and you shall live. Thank God. Find the beauty in the house of God tonight. Find the beauty in the house of the Lord. David said, "My enemies on my right hand, they're on my left hand, they've got me encamped round about." He said, "But only one thing have I desire, oh, that I could dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold," thank God, "the beauty of the Lord." Thank God. What is the beauty of the Lord, Leroy? His perfection. His sinlessness. His ability to be the sacrifice for mankind's sin. Amen. Hey, I just want to say this right quick. If you can't testify to that fact, you ought to come up and get saved tonight. Yes, amen. If you can't testify that the Lord is good and that He saved you, and that He's redeemed you, and I wouldn't wait before Joel gets here, I'd get it tonight, thank God. I would. Well, listen, I was one of those that found the Lord in the church house. I know many have testified that they found Him somewhere out, maybe in the pine thickets or out in the woods, or as a little old preacher I've told you about, from time to time found it down in the floorboard of his mama's car. Brother, listen. But I remember that day that I found the Lord, and I've shared it with a lot of people. Listen, I got up and I felt as clean as I'd ever felt in my life. I just felt like I was just clean all over. And I told you I had a bath that morning. We didn't go to church. I'm not having baths. I'd had one. But there I was, feeling cleaner than I'd ever felt. And then you know what? For the first time in my life, I saw the church. I'd been there my whole life. I knew everybody there. And brother, listen, they wasn't somebody I wasn't acquainted with. But for the first time, Bruce, I saw something I'd never seen before. Amen. I saw this house in her first glory. Amen. And brother, and the writer said, "How do you see her now?" I still see her from time to time, just as beautiful as she's ever been. Thank God, because it's where the Lord is tonight. Yeah, I found the beauty of the Lord. Amen. I don't know how He looked like. Amen. These old effeminate sissy pictures they got of Him, I don't think that's what He looked like. With long hair and a little sissified manner. And brother, they wrote, painted and published all them paintings hundreds of years later. I don't believe they know what He looked like. I'm just going to tell you what I think. I think He's a rough looking fella. I don't think He's pretty at all, Jody, according to the Bible. I don't think He's a pretty fella. I don't think He was, I don't think that's what He looked like right there. I'm just telling you. And I don't think that's what He looked like. No, He wasn't pretty. And on the outside, and there was nothing. something about him that would make you want him. And that's why the Jews, brother, they said, we don't want him. He ain't our king. But thank God he come to me. What's that, Deborah? And I said, I'll take him because he's beautiful. Thank God. And it wasn't because somebody showed me that picture, Bruce. Nope. But I seen the beauty of his righteousness. Oh. And I saw the dirty filthiness of my sin. And he said, I'll give you what I got. And I'll take away what you got. Oh, and I'll give you righteousness and beauty that's eternal tonight. Well, do you want to know him? Paul said at the end of his life, he said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. Here's a man that preached about him, was the last one to be visited by him. As far as I can read, was the last apostle chosen of the Lord. And yet at the end of his life, and he had given his life for him, he said, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. He wanted to know more, Bruce. He wanted to know more. Listen, they come around and get a verse of song. I hope that I never get to the place where I think I got enough Jesus. Amen. I hope I never get to the place where I think, you know what? I can make it without him. I hope I never get so big for my britches that I say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to need the Lord today. I believe I'll just do it on my own. I hope I never get that big. I hope if I do, the Lord just wops me down real good. Knocks me down to my knees and says, boy, don't you remember how ugly you was? Don't you remember how dirty and filthy your sin was? Old Paul wrote to one church over there and he said that your sin might become exceedingly sinful. I pray that if I do sin, I pray it just stinks up in my nostrils so bad. I say, Lord, get it out right now. I don't sit there and let it wallow around on me. I want to live in the beauty of the Lord. And the beauty of the Lord is His sinless perfection. His sacrifice that was made on mine and your behalf. That we might, hey man, have the righteousness of God. He who knew no sin, the Bible said he became sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. What about it tonight? I don't know your heart, and I don't know your life. Lord, I wish I could present it the way I see it sometimes and the way I feel it. I wish I could make it surreal that people would want it. We live in a day and time, doesn't seem like anybody desires it. But old David said, one thing I desire. This is just one thing I want. I just desire this. Lord, when they all around me talking about me, when they wanting to whoop me and wanting to throw me here and throw me there and cast me into dungeons and take my head off, Lord, when they all about me, this one thing I desire. I just want to dwell in your house. See the beauty of the Lord. That's all I want. I just want to see your beauty. Don't let me see what they're saying. Don't let me see what they're doing. Don't let me be worried about the enemy. Lord, just let me desire to be in your house and to see your beauty. Amen. Wouldn't that be a good thing? Just to desire that one thing. That's what he said. He didn't say two things. He didn't say three things I want, Lord. I just want one thing. Amen. This week, if you want to have revival, I want you to just desire one thing. Not that Brother Joel preaches your favorite scripture. Not that Sister so-and-so sings your favorite song. Not that somebody don't get in you in your seed. Brother, I don't want none of that carnal mess to get into mine. But I want you to be like old David. Whenever it seemed like everything trying to keep you from the house and the work of God and the will of God. Hey man, just one thing desire. That's to be in the house of the Lord and to see the beauty of the Lord in His house. Amen. Stand with us, would you? Stand with us. You come as they sing. Yes. Each time I call Him, yes, on knees He will supply my thirsty soul. He's the Lord of all. Has anything on their heart need to say or do. Amen. Announcements need to be made. Don't forget tomorrow night, 7:30. Be praying. Pray for Brother Joel.
Now, Jeff, I'm from Mountain View. We have an older gentleman at church. He's around, I think, after the religious prayer board. He's a
Amen. Anybody else? Anything else? If not, you stand, shake hands one with another, you'll be at liberty to go. Hey, pretty girl.
Somebody out there. Bet he would. Bye, John Parker. Be good. Test. One. 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 Test. One. One. Test. One. Test. One. Two. One. One. Two. Test. One, two.